One of the persistent illusions we harbor about nature is that her beautiful life forms have the same aesthetic preferences that we do. That is, that wild things prefer pristine surroundings. We like to think that creatures such as eagles and shorebirds, bears and turkeys will, if given the choice, choose the kind of unspoiled and lovely settings of National Geographic programs and Sierra Club photo spreads. But experience teaches us otherwise. Bears and eagles happily forage in open dumps. Killdeer contentedly nest on the graveled roofs of shopping centers. Carolina wrens will brood on working gas drills. Peregrines perch on Manhattan skyscrapers. And wild turkeys seem just as much at home at the Harvard Business School as in forests primeval. The first common snipe I ever saw in Cape Cod was in Marceline's junkyard in West Harwich. It was standing in a pool of water in an upside-down automobile hood. The same affronts to our sensibilities can be found in the vegetable world, though plants, it's true, don't get to choose their locations, at least not in the way that animals do. Yet spectacular plants do seem to manage to thrive in what to our eyes are very unsuitable locations. For instance, one of the Cape's most majestic trees, certainly the largest one I know of in our town, sits in the middle of, how shall I put it, a less than pristine environment. The tree is a black willow, scientific name Salix nigra, and what a specimen it is. In spring, the saffron mist of its crown rises over 60 feet into the air, like the spray of a giant yellow fountain. Its four or five main trunks shoulder crookedly upwards, each of them close to 2 feet in diameter. But at its base, the main branches fuse into a solid, massive trunk over 5 feet thick. It is a regal, a royal tree. We tend to associate such giant willow trees with the rich, swampy bottomlands of southern rivers. This one, by contrast, sits in the middle of a small, degraded wetland, one choked with invasive reeds. Still, this wetland, however degraded, must supply the essence of such wilder settings, providing the moisture and sediment nutrients necessary to produce such an arboreal behemoth. But the larger setting for this willow is even more unlikely and should dissipate whatever remaining illusions we may have about appropriate settings. The tree and the wetland it sits in are located in Wellfleet Center, not along picturesque Main Street with its small, quaint shops and 19th-century houses, but behind those buildings, in the commercial backyard of the town and all that entails. This regal tree is surrounded by dumpsters, large bags of recyclable bottles, pickup trucks, and the other unsightly but necessary components of a small-town commercial district. Still, even in such a sullied, unlovely location, this tree flourishes not as a specimen tree, planted, cultivated, and cared for over the years, but as a true wild native, flourishing not because of human tending and protection, but in spite of the lack of it, a king in an environmental slum.